We're back here on Giants.com. Michael Eisen, John Schmelk with you as we break down the Giants position by position heading into the 2015 NFL Draft. And Michael, let's talk about the cornerback position, a position last year we called one of the deepest that we've both ever remembered in Giants history, but then everyone started getting hurt. Well, this year you get Prince Amukamara and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie back. Walter Thurman did not re-sign with the Giants. He's going to be with Philadelphia. But if those two starting cornerbacks can stay healthy, it's going to be one of the better pair of starters in the NFL.
No question about it. Amukamara was playing very well before he got hurt last year with the pec injury. DRC didn't miss a game, I believe, but was hurting most of the year. So, as you mentioned, a terrific tandem. The issue now is depth behind them and who's going to play the nickel spot. I guess Jermaine McBride would be the leader in the clubhouse right now. Jerron Holmesley is still here. Shockey Brown, I guess, would be a contender. So, I think you've got two very good starters, but you've got to build in behind them.
And Jermaine McBride's been great when he's been on the field. But again, he's had some injury issues the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And now in the NFL, that nickel corner spot is virtually a starting position.
Yeah, because so many teams play three wide receivers now. It really is. You probably start more three wide receiver sets than you do three linebackers in the NFL now.
And in the past, we've seen Jerry Reese draft some very effective cornerbacks. You go back to Terrell Thomas, who was a great corner until knee injuries cut short his career. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you had Prince Amukamara in the first round 4 years ago. He was extremely effective, too. So if there's a good corner out there, Jerry Reese is not going to hesitate to go get him.
You know, it's one of those positions you can't have enough good players. You can get as many good corners as you can.
And the Giants will try to develop some young players from within as well to try to fill that role in 2015. We'll see if the cornerbacks can be those reliable guys on the edge and Steve Spagnuolo's defense. Michael, appreciate the time as always.
My pleasure, John.
And we'll see you next time on Giants.com. Check it out for continuing coverage of the draft until we get going at the end of April.